News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. But being Thursday, it's Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning. You I love Thursdays.
Look at your, I mean, you're all beautifully dressed today and all ready to go.
Thank you.
I mean, you're just, you know, where are you going? You know, going on a trip after this morning? What?
No, I'm just all ready for Thursday morning.
Linda lets me make sure that I walk out, you know, properly, you know, attired. And
both shoes are more or less the same color.
Well, that, you know, that's, that hasn't worked every day, but most days. I'd have to say most days that works, that I actually have two shoes on that match. But you look great.
Well, thank you.
Hey, today is the 16th, we said, and it's Thursday, obviously, because Trish is here, though. That one time she came in on Wednesday confused people for weeks.
I know.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's 55 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for partly sunny with a high near 70 today, mostly cloudy with a low around 53 this evening. A 50% chance of rain on Friday and a 40% chance of showers on Friday night. So we're looking for possibly a little moisture later in the week. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Hey, you know, a lot of things going on. We had when I know you're intimately involved in the sale and the getting the Anselmo Seven Hills,
yes,
and because you are there mainly kind of working your way through the psychologically damaging portion of working through the permit process.
Exactly.
Which is much more traumatizing than combat. Because you're working with bureaucrats that, you know, that come up with new things all the time.
I think so, and I think Rivera would concur with you. And I'm also kind of taken over up there a little bit as far as kind of just making sure everybody is working together. Somebody needed to kind of be at the top of that thing and make sure things were happening. So I'm kind of like the unofficial new GM of Anselmo's until we get through this auction
sort of
thing.
The facilitator,
interpreter.
which is a week from today.
Yes, it is.
And we had Orlando Vargas on with us on Tuesday. It was really interesting to hear him. And he's the one from Concierge Auctions that's handling this.
Yes.
And frankly, his attitude and his can-do attitude, and this guy is extremely outgoing. And I mean that in a good sense. But he talked about it, and he talks about what a beautiful property this is, and people are flying all over. He said the thing that was interesting to him is he showed this property to people from around here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in this general area that had no idea of that, all of Seven Hills, 2,400 acres, Bear Creek and the falls there, all of that was – and they were just astounded about how beautiful it is up there. And he's got people from literally all over the world. Looking at this property, and that think this is just a tremendous, tremendous property, that the base is there, and now with the permission to build that boutique hotel and the things that can be done up there. I mean, we're not talking about millions of people going up and down that road to stay in this hotel. We're talking about, you know,
a destination.
It's a destination.
It's a wellness center more than anything else. And I want to assure everybody, because there are a lot of rumors on the street, just put a few to bed that we are open. It is open for wine tasting, dinners, special events,
John
as
Cedelli.
It has been.
Yeah.
John Cedelli's still there as the chef. Tonight's pizza night. There are events booked out into the next few months with the new owner will honor. We have no intentions of closing the door at this point. Of course, the new owner will do whatever they intend to do. It's not so being sold on the courthouse steps. I heard that twice yesterday.
No.
This is an exclusive auction company. It's not being auctioned off for taxes.
And
none of the above.
And you're not going to hear, no. Okay, let's start at a million.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that. And
no.
It's going to be a very one of those things you see like in the movies.
Absolutely.
People are standing there, they're drinking wine and champagne in here, and then they're selling the
And it's online. The auction will be online and operated, but yeah, a week from today. But in the meantime, you need to get up there. The weather's marvelous.
We're going to try and get up there Friday and have dinner up there. I'm going to give John a call and say that it's maybe the – I don't think so because everybody that – Orlando was talking that everybody he's talked to has just seen what a great place this is and how it can be built on. That's the big thing. They see a solid base restaurant and all the other things going on in the vineyard and how it can be enhanced.
Exactly. It's certainly more room for more grapevines, and it's an excellent spot for a vineyard. All the things that could bring great things to the economy of Shasta County.
It could bring, you know what, and once the war is over here.
We're at a ceasefire.
The thing is during the armistice here, get everything – get all the permits in, and the changes have been made in the zoning and all this, so that the next person or people or organization or whoever that moves into the property can now move forward without having to go through all this crap.
Exactly, because by the time the property transfers ownership, all of these permits will be issued. Everything will be legitimized. Everything, and then and there was never any question about whether it was built properly into code. It's just a matter of documentation at this point.
There you go. Well, last night it's really cooling off.
And yes, it is.
And as Bob, as I've said to Bob, Bob comes in and he's a bear a lot of times, or he was. And I asked him, I said, what's going on, Bob? How come you're being so nice lately? And he says, well, it's getting cooler and I sleep better.
Oh.
And when in reality, it would probably be worth it to me to buy Bob a Sleep Number bed. So then he would have a great night's sleep like I do every night.
And I do. Absolutely. And then it wouldn't make any difference whether it was hot or cold. He could still be a nice, cuddly little bear in the morning instead of a grouchy bear.
Well, a cuddly bear instead
of
a grouchy bear.
Nowhere near
that statement. I really like that. So we could call him, instead of Bad Bob, we could call him Colleen Bubbly Bob
there
in the morning.
Go.
But I tell you what, here on for the sleep number bit, my sleep number setting, the other night I didn't change it. It was 100 and I slept great last night back to my sleep number setting being 45. I believe
I'm moving up.
Yeah, moving on up. And what a great bet. This is, I know you have Sleep Number. You've had it for a decade.
Over 10 years,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, a decade. Well, now with this new Sleep IQ technology that comes with the new beds, it will actually send you comments. They're not comments, but it'll give you recommendations on how to sleep and how, maybe a new setting will be absolutely better for you. And that's with all the new beds they have. If you want Sleep IQ technology, you just have to ask them when you head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Talk to Janice or Brian. And for right now, our Sleep Number C2 Queen Mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at just $999.98. And as I've been telling you for at least a year, that the Sleep Number was named the best of 2014 by Consumer Reports. And
it's a great bed, I swear by it.
All right. Head on down, Target Shopping Center. Go on down to our Sleep Number store. Tell them that Carl and Trish sent you today.
That will confuse them totally.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hi. My name's Brent Weaver. I promise to fight to keep our neighborhood safe and strong. Vote for me, Brent Weaver. Together, we will take back our city, streets, parks, and neighborhoods.
Paid for by Weaver for City Council 2014.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Hi, this is Mike Quinn, candidate for the Reading City Council and a true fiscal conservative. I've owned a business in Reading for over 15 years, and prior to that was a corporate controller. My strengths are budgeting, financial reporting, and cost controls, and I do not believe in debt. The city of Reading needs to learn to live within the means of the citizens of Reading, and the city needs to get out of the way of businesses and to let them thrive. I would appreciate your vote this November the 4th or on your absentee ballot. Paid for by the committee to elect Mike Quinn, Reading City Council, 2014.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Drought, excessive regulations, Southern California trying to grab our water. We need strong leaders in office willing to take a stand. We need Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our local values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Doug is fighting for more water storage and less Washington red tape. He's working to stop wasteful spending, like the LA to San Francisco bullet train, and slash the debt that threatens future generations. And Doug is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress. Doug LaMalfa.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I'm fighting for more water storage, less debt, and to protect our way of life. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to represent you in Washington, D.C.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Hi, my name's Brent Weaver. I've spent the last year walking through neighborhoods and learning about the issues Reading residents care most about. I promise to fight to keep our neighborhoods safe and strong.
Paid for by Weaver for City Council 2014.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Never gonna get everything you want in this world. First things first, get what you deserve.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. That's going to be a good show tonight. She's got a number of people that she has coming in.
And, you know, we remember that today is Think Pink Day.
Today is Think Pink Day. If I wore my pink shirt yesterday. And you know what? I was in anticipation of it, so I wore it a day early. This portion of the show brought to you by – do you believe that? I did. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Not only does Leonard give you just outstanding deals in jewelry.
Yes, he does.
He can tell you what it's worth. I know many people that go down there and they ask him because they'll come into the state jewelry, things that they've inherited, and that they go down and have Leonard check it. So Leonard gives you the straight scoop. Not only that, but Leonard has helped support this Liberty on the Border out there at Turtle Bay, as does Trish Clark. And we just want to thank you so much for that. And I hope, and the I guess the grand opening is this weekend.
Yes.
So, so I think that's going to be great. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gifts.
And they have great estate jewelry, and I just went in and visited Leonard yesterday.
I know about his deals.
Leonard's a happy boy.
He's happy boy today. And you know what? It's getting to be that holiday season.
I'm
starting to live down there.
Yeah, well, I just felt like I needed to do something nice for me.
Okay, the Ebola. Second nurse. Now, here's what I think. I'm just going to throw this one out right away, is that the first nurse that was infected with handling this guy's fluids, because that's how supposedly that's how you get it. I shouldn't say supposedly. That's how you get it. Was infected. Now, if you have one is an accident, maybe she didn't follow all the procedures. You have the second one get it. Now there's a flaw in your protocols.
I'm thinking if
two of them had it that are treating this guy, and which is bad enough, because now you have to figure out, okay, what did they do to allow this to get on them,
they seem to think it's something in removing the garments.
And they could be. They've taken it off, and somehow, they haven't sprayed them down. I don't know. Do they spray them down after they leave like we do? If you're in a contaminated environment, when you come out of that environment, we will spray you down with soapy water and stuff and try, knock that stuff off. Then they pull the hazmat suits off. Maybe they're not doing it. Maybe they are. Maybe this thing is just so insidious and that it hangs in there that you might touch it. But anyway, that's not even the best part of, or the worst
oh,
part
no,
of this.
The best part of it is the airplane ride.
She takes a trip to Illinois where her parents live, flies on the plane. She's got a fever and she calls the CDC and says, "Can I fly?" "Oh, yeah." And then on the way back, and then they think about it for a while, and she's up there visiting her parents, and they fly her back. And her temperature was under 100, and she wasn't showing those signs of vomiting and bleeding. Now, I'm not sure about the bleeding part. Pull up the symptoms on this, Bob.
Well, it seems to me that there's internal bleeding. You wouldn't know that until he starts passing through you. But
okay, so they were trying to say that she had a low-grade fever and was told if she had no other symptoms, she was fine. So now guess what's happening right now? Up in her parents' place, they have
corralled everybody she came within any distance of.
They have isolated them. They put the police tape up. They said you will self quarantine. Another person that came in contact with her is self quarantined, but they're quarantining everybody. Now you got
to figure
out
people on the airplane.
123. And the airlines are saying we're contacting every one of them
Now they've gone and contacted how many other people?
Yeah, but you do have to show symptoms here. And the symptoms, of course, is what they're saying. If you're not vomiting and bleeding, and now we're looking at what exactly does that mean by bleeding. Does that mean like bleeding from your eyes or your rectum?
Where do you start
bleeding? Passing blood, like it's inside, your insides are turning to jelly or something like that?
Well, it's my understanding that that's exactly what this disease does, is that it just kind of disintegrates the inside of your body. Certain organs.
That's what I was
reading yesterday.
That's what Bob's looking up. Hopefully, right now.
That it in fact is disintegrating certain organs in your body. It's just kind of melting them.
Well, there's a lot of scary and some of it is intentional fear mongering. Sad to say that some people are jumping on this thing and taking
advantage of it. Absolutely true.
According to the CDC, symptoms include a fever greater than 101.5, severe headache, muscle pain, weakness, diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and unexplained hemorrhage. Symptoms can occur anywhere from 2 to 21 days after exposure, the average 8 to 10. As far as the progression of the disease, that's probably a little deeper. That would take a little deeper digging. The mortality rate is something like 80%.
But the problem with that is a perfect example of that temperature is that depends on your normal body temperature.
Some people run a temperature all the time.
That's what I'm going to say. Some people have a very low grade. If I get up, I mean, my doctor knows my history, and if I'm running a 99 degree temperature, I'm like 101, 102 for most people.
She took off her shoes at the TSA line. How many people are barefoot in those lines?
Everybody.
Okay.
A lot of people, because you have to take your shoes off.
She claimed one is infectious the entire time before they show symptoms. Who to believe? And you're right, Sungold. And there are people out there, trying to scare people. Now, nobody knows, and so that the now that you had this, if one nurse getting it could be she had an accident. And from what I read is that they'd had a 30-minute class on how to put this stuff on, so maybe they didn't, you know, she didn't catch that part of it. She was a little bit late for the class. Anyway, but the second one means there's something else going on. And then letting them, you know, I think if I was at the CDC and I had a nurse who's been handling with this guy and say, hey, I've got a low-grade fever, or, you know, it's 99, can I still travel? I think somewhere in there I would have said, you know what, just hold off for a week. You know, hold off for a week and then go home. You know,
because that's where she's going. I think so, because I don't know, but it seems to me that we're going to let this get so far out of hand before we finally decide we have to get a hold of it and do something dramatic. Why don't we just seal the borders? Why don't we just not let people in here who have been traveling there until they go through their incubation period?
Well, it says here is Angels in the chat room going for it, she and Sungold, and they've been saying for weeks that if you have symptoms, you're contagious. Now the fever is being qualified. This expert said you were contagious before even that, but this nurse has been taking her temp for weeks and knew the minute it was raised there was a problem.
She's been taking her temperature for weeks because
she's been treating this guy, you know, the guy that died from Ebola.
Oh, okay.
And because she was treating him, and I think probably all of them were taking her temperature, because if you get a temperature.
Something's happening here, yeah.
Your body's starting to fight something, so I think that's.
Healthcare professionals, for heaven's sakes, if they're not going to be cautious about this and turn around and expose 123 people in an airplane and a whole and other now, town and move it across to another state, come on.
So I just had a great trip. Here's phone rings. Hey, this is U.S. Airways or whoever it was. By the way, we just hope you had a great trip. Hey, how was your seat? How was the service? Oh, it was good. Good.
The gal was sitting next to you.
Yeah. By the way, the woman sitting next to you has Ebola. You might want to check your temperature today.
Well,
hello. Hi. This is your girlfriend from.
And we're
going to
give you a free ticket.
Yeah, I just
for
tested,
inconvenience.
Yeah, I just tested positive. You know, so it's kind of like. No, but I mean, can you believe that?
I know.
You're sitting there and they say, well, the person next to you has just been diagnosed with Ebola, and you might want to see your doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just, I don't understand when, and I'm not fear-mongering. I'm not saying, oh, my God, we everybody has to panic. I'm just saying, shouldn't we be normally cautious and take every precaution to see that we're not passing this beyond the borders when it comes across? I just don't see the point of not. Okay, you've been to Africa. You're just returning. We need to put you in an isolation area for 10 days before you can come into the United States, or you can go home.
What if America is your home? Are you going to? Okay, I go over to Africa.
Okay, then you come back in, but be isolated.
South Africa, and they haven't found Ebola down there. I don't think. Is it just from the countries
that have it? I would think. It wouldn't hurt to tighten up the borders to begin with a little bit for all kinds of other reasons, but this should fit right into that plan.
When people say about tightening the borders up, and they have a photo of a Native American there, and they say, you know, well, all of you all, you know, are immigrants. Wait a minute. My answer to that is this, don't you wish you had stricter immigration policies back then?
Okay, and that's probably true, but I have an argument with the Native American concept. They can be Indians, but I'm a Native American too.
Born here.
I was born here. I'm a Native American. Anybody who is born here is a Native American.
And everybody, and I think you'll follow back that everybody that lives in this continent has migrated from someplace else. In this case, it came from across from
the
Russia.
Land bridge,
including the Indians,
Indigenous Americans, other Native Americans. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Before the phone call starts.
Yeah. Well, and that's probably not a politically correct
it's
statement.
A matter of timing.
I've never been accused of being politically correct, so
really?
That's okay.
Not you. Come on. Anyway, okay, enough about Ebola for right now. But what I'm going to be looking at is, again, I was just thinking about that poor guy that's sitting in the plane. They give him a call
for sure.
And say, hey, by the way, did you notice that woman?
Your
seatmate.
Did she cough while she was sitting next to you?
Did she ever touch you? Did she drink out of your cup? Or did she give you a little kiss on the way out? Anything like that?
Did you touch her in any way? Like even just, you know, how you're sitting down next to somebody in a plane. Did you just like rub arms together like you do
so
sometimes?
If she coughed at some point, did they now the seat in the plane and how many flights has that aircraft made in the meantime? I don't know what the out-of-body survival of the virus is.
I don't know.
They say that it's lengthy. They say as an example that it can live in the fluids for I heard 3 or 4 days.
The nurse, Nurse Vinson, did in fact call the CDC several times before taking that flight and said she has a temperature, a fever of 99.5, and the person at CDC looked at a chart. I haven't got to the rest of it. You got to hurry up, Angel. Type and send.
Some phone drone looks at a chart.
Right, and probably looked this at a chart not- and said, no, I think you're okay.
Gosh, you know, isn't this just indicative of everything else with this administration, the slap hazard way that everything is done with absolutely no rhyme nor reason.
And
everything about this administration.
There are certain pundits out there that are blaming the National Rifle Association for this outbreak of Ebola here in the United States. And how does that happen? I'm going to tell you when we get back. How is the NRA at fault with the Ebola outbreak we're suffering right now in Texas? Carl Bott and Trish Clark. I'm going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the left
side. At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Redding City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Redding need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Redding City Council 2014.
Hi,
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday. Good morning. It is 7:35 in the morning, 55 degrees out there today. Looks like it could be a good day today, but it'll start raining later on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy and his team of instructors, all of them NRA professionals. Give a training in not only the concealed carry classes, but also hunter safety, advanced classes in the concealed carry and how to use the weapons. But Northern Firearms Instruction has also joined in with KCNR to help support Liberty on the Border, that Civil War program that's happening, that exhibit down at Turtle Bay. And he's taking one class, totally taking one class, and all everything, every dollar made on it will go straight to Turtle Bay and the Liberty on the Border. This isn't a political thing. It's to support the exhibits down there.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, what led up to the Civil War, the Civil War itself, and the impact it still has on our country. Liberty on the Border. And if you'd like to be part of that, just give him a call at 999-1822, or register online at readingccw.com. And for the class in November 22nd and 23rd.
And if you'd like to be a part of it besides, you can also just send a check to KCNR Radio.
That's right. Just send it. Stop by. Give us a check and we'll have it made out to Turtle Bay. And we'll collect them all up and we'll get your name right on the wall there. Down there for helping with the exhibit.
And it's starting on Saturday morning.
It's starting. The grand opening is this Saturday. Okay.
Okay.
Barry Tippin is with us. And he's got his REU, the REU manager, general manager, CEO. Should I say that?
Sure, whatever you want. Like.
Yeah. God.
Knock yourself out, Carl.
Yeah. I'm easy breezy.
Okay, yeah.
Can I put it on my card?
You can't put down, you know, the honorable and heads up REU. And you're also assistant city manager.
Correct.
But we've got you in here about REU today. And what we wanted to talk about, and this is, I think this is really significant, that something happened the other day. And as we, and of course, there's two sides of every story, but they all sides kind of come together, and the end result of it was great. Even though it started off a little bit of consternation there. I got a phone call from a person that said, "Hey, we've got a disabled veteran, wounded, a Purple Heart recipient, has come back from the war, and he's been back for several years." Had his electricity turned off. He's had two jobs. He's not one of these people that sit there and is, you know, it's just like, oh, the world owes me a living.
I'm taking he's not a senior.
No, he's a young guy.
Okay.
And he's got a wife and two kids, working two jobs. One job, you know, just ended because the company ended. So they were having problems. Well, he got behind on his electricity payments. Electricity got turned off.
Okay.
You can jump in here because it's important people understand this whole process here.
Right. Well, and I also first happy Think Pink Day. Right.
Yeah.
It is Think Pink Day. I had my pink shirt on yesterday.
Oh, your day early.
He was so
you know anxious. What? I'm either a day early or a day late. Yeah. Let me tell you, I've been a millionaire by now.
So the only thing I wanted to mention is that we collect for all of the utilities. So we often talk about it as the electric bill. It's actually all utility bills except for storm drain. So
you're right.
It's all utilities.
Which is interesting, too, because as I'm watching my use go down, I'm watching that bill continue to go up. That's another subject someday.
It must be that water side.
Well, you know what? The water did pop up. The electricity, have we stopped the rate increases on that?
Well, they just went up and they went tiered. So it depends on how much water you're using because you can get into the tiers.
It's so much less than last year because I think everybody, I would hope that everybody is trying to cut back right now. Okay, going back to this is he got behind on all of his utilities then, and they were cut off. And this was like on a, I think, a Friday. He's got a wife and two kids in his house. I get phone calls saying we got to be able to do something. Well, this was on a Friday. I call Barry, and Barry returns my call and says, did my people talk to him at all? I need some information. Did my people tell him about these programs? And that was one of the first things you asked. And as it turns out, they did. And so between the veterans organizations and REU pointing him in the right direction, we were able to get all the utilities turned back on again early that week.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, but that leads to other things. 'Cause several years ago when there were marches on City Hall about electricity being turned off on people and they're being forced out of homes they own or places they live, an REU commission on how the billing went and all these things. And there were some changes and sometimes it weren't. But you wanted to come on, Barry, so that we could talk about how this process works and how, you know, for people getting their utilities turned off.
Yeah, the one thing I wanted to state first and foremost is call us before your power gets turned off. You know, we can always help you more, and it's always going to cost you less if you call us in advance. We have ways to assist, and we have ways to help, and we can figure things out for you, especially if you're a good-paying customer. And we are pretty liberal with the definition of a good-paying customer. It's somebody that has received no more than 3 final disconnect notices in the last 12 months and hasn't been turned off more than once. So we have a pretty liberal definition of a good-paying customer. So if
I must be absolutely a fabulous customer.
So the real key point is when you get those notices, that 15-day notice, that 7-day notice, don't think that you can't call. Call us. We want you to call us. We want you to have an opportunity to discuss your situation. We have opportunities. If you're a good paying customer, we can amortize things. We can work within, you know, our standard operating procedures. And that you mentioned the Utility Billing Review Committee, which was 2009. And after that, we have adopted a number of policies. Some of them are just formalizing what we've always done. But we have a very formal policy that was adopted by resolution by the City Council. And that's the collections process and the disconnect process. And the reason we have that is we're community owned. And so if we have bad debt, the people who pay for that bad debt are the people who are utility customers. You know, there's nobody else in between. And so on average, we have about $300,000 of bad debt every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that every other utility customer is paying for that bad debt. So we try to blend, you know, a fair process and one that is hopefully empathetic to the people who are having issues with the people who are paying their bills and have to pick up that bad debt.
And recognize that it's my understanding that before they get that 15-day notice or that 7-day notice, they're at least 2 months behind in their utility.
Exactly. They have the bill comes out, there's 20 days to pay. I think most of us realize that. Once you hit that 20-day notice, then you have another 15 days. That's the 15-day notice. And there are late charges that get imposed there. And then if you don't pay within the 15 days, you get another 7-day notice. And there's some grace days in there. And so in total, it's roughly around 60 to 65 days, depending on weekends and that sort of thing, that you have to pay your bill. Now, if you exceed that, the problem really comes in. If you exceed that, you get your power disconnected.
Right. So they need to call when they start getting behind.
Absolutely.
Realize they're having a problem. Call and see if they can set up a payment plan.
Something, yes.
Something.
Even if they've already had – this has happened to them several times during the year. They can come back to you and say, hey, look, I've got money. I only can pay this much a month.
Yeah, there's.
What do you do with something like that?
Well, there's some opportunities for what's called budget billing. You have to be a good paying customer, and you get to go to budget billing. Some people have requirements. They get their checks at certain days, and it doesn't line up well with their paycheck day and their bill date. We have some abilities to work with them on those. Now, in your instance, if they just simply don't have enough money to pay their electric bill, ultimately that's going to become a problem.
Okay, but the question I asked was if somebody says, look, I'm working 2 jobs, my rent is this, my electricity bill is $200 a month, I can pay $150, can you, you know, what do you do with something like that?
Well, if they come in before the disconnect notice.
Right.
And they've been a good paying customer, and we are we have an opportunity to work with them on amortizations. We have ability to, work with that individual. We might have to say, well, okay, where are you working? How are you going to correct this? What is your situation going
to
be?
Well, you need to do that. And I understand that. Right.
Because they consistently can't pay $50 a net less. Yeah.
Or maybe it'll be like some months I can pay the $200. Sometimes maybe the bill will be less, sometimes more. But I know I can pay at least $150 every month of this.
But if it's not going to catch you up, that'll be a problem at the end. So we really don't allow for that, because what we have to do is we have to keep you current, within the context of the policy. And it's like a lot of things, it's one of the that you have to stay on top of, and you have to be able to stay within your means and stay within that payment process. It's one of the few things in life that you get to pay after you've used, and that's one of the problems. And we're working on ways to fix that. We're working on opportunities to go prepay. We think that some people would prefer that.
Well, okay, we've got to take a break. Just like the RU, it's you're paying for after you use it. That's what advertising and radio. People pay, you hope, after they use it.
Correct.
And we are not a public held company.
But you do have a disconnect on if they don't pay you. Yeah, stop running the ad. Right?
But you've already run the ad for a long while.
They've already used the energy and the water.
Which is why politicians, for political ads, they're always paid up front.
Makes sense.
Well, I think it's a law someplace. But
absolutely. You can't run an ad as a candidate without paying up front.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Barry Tippin is our guest, assistant city manager of Reading, but also we're talking. He's got his RU hat on today. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it has been an honor for me to serve on the Reading City Council these last 8 years. The future of Reading is bright. We still have many serious issues facing us as we move forward. Issues like pension reform, roads, water, and above all, the rising crime rate in the city of Reading. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey,
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Rich Clark, we're here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on into Espresso Joe's for that great coffee that's cooling off now. It's 55 degrees out there now. And then great presents you can get out of Tobacco and Brew, all the coffees, the different coffees they have. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Barry Tipton is our guest today. Tipton is our guest today who is heads up REU. He's assistant city manager, but he's got his REU hat on today.
And we're specifically talking about veterans.
Now we're moving into the veteran side of it. Mm-hmm. Now, this whole thing that came to me was, and I was involved with it, 4 years ago in 2009 when all this was happening, 5 years now. But for the veterans, and one of the questions that was asked to women when they were talking to them is, wait a minute, do veterans get treated the same, or disabled veterans treated the same as a meth head? And the answer, of course, is yes, because that's the policy.
Yeah, I would couch it a little differently than that. But
that was a great reference point there. I like that a lot, Carl.
I think I would just state that we treat all our customers the same.
Right.
Non-paying.
But that was how the question, that's how it was couched to me.
Correct.
And you do. I mean, a disabled veteran gets no any more special treatment than a meth head.
That is correct.
Okay. And I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. You treat everybody the same, because if you don't, then there's got to be special provisions and all that.
Yeah, we treat everybody pursuant to the council policy.
And before we go any further, Charles has been waiting. Charles, you've been waiting diligently. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. And it pertains to the RU strategic plan that's going to be discussed at this afternoon's commission meeting.
Okay.
There's no staff report attached to the agenda item, I noticed, item 3.2. And so there's no way for any of us to find out in advance of the commission meeting
what the strategic plan
is. Smart meters are going to be in the strategic plan or not. Hopefully not.
Okay, what's your question, Charles?
Why no staff report, and B, are smart meters in the strategic plan?
Okay, thank you very much. Are smart meters in the strategic plan? And why no strategic plan?
So there is a strategic plan. Tonight's meeting is really just an update to the Electric Utility Commission. There's no action to be taken. We just finished a workshop a couple weeks ago. I don't have the information back from our consultant, but I wanted to get the basic tenor of the strategic plan in front of the commission and any public who wants to show up. There'll be a very robust community process from here forward. And smart meters, or smart grid, as you were, is going to be embedded within a whole technology roadmap that we have to create. So smart meters by themselves are not part of a strategic plan. What is this we need to create a technology roadmap for the future.
So the technology roadmap, though, will include smart meters.
It'll include a discussion on smart meters.
A discussion.
Sure, on whether we need to. I mean, there's a lot of reason to think about why we want to, but really at the end of the day, it's either going to be mandated or it's going to be a community pressed thing.
And who has the final say on that?
The city council.
City council. Okay. All right. Okay, let's move on then back to the veteran part. The result of all of this happening was we had a meeting with Barry and
Bernie Fargin.
Bernie Fargin.
Customer service
guy. By the way, very, very, very proactive kind of guy.
And he's very, very knowledgeable.
It was myself, Mike Quinn, who, though running for city council, is also a member of the
– He's on the commission.
He's head on that commission and also a veteran. Rob Burrows and Gunnery Sergeant Bill Filan from the Military Order of the Purple Heart. everybody had like a little dog in this fight. And the so the bottom line on this was, is we all agreed that there has to be a little bit better communication, especially on the veteran side, and then what has to be offered. So I'm gonna throw it in your court here, Barry. What we decided would be a good way to go forward.
Yeah, so let's go back to the point of calling before you actually get disconnected, because all of our customer service representatives, when they speak with the customers, are instructed to, if people are having trouble paying their bill, they're instructed to let them know what services are available. And we have a lot of groups out there that help. We have federal programs, we have state programs, we have a lot of churches in town that are willing to help. We have People of Progress. So we have the
Power to Seniors programs in the Golden Umbrella.
Absolutely. We have SHARES programs, CARES programs. So we have a lot of options that can help people. But you're right, Carl. We had nothing within that that said anything specific to veterans. And part of that was just this lack of communication between the Order of the Purple Hearts, which has been around for a while, and with Senior Chief Petty Officer Burroughs' group, which Homeward Bound, I believe, is
Homeward
called.
Homeward Bound.
And it's a newer group.
It's a newer group, but there's been organizations around for years.
Correct. And so what we talked about is that, you know, some veterans may not want the help from your average organization, let's just say that, or they may not trigger that they are eligible for those sort of help. And so we wanted to talk about creating something that's more specific. And so we know that the Order of Purple Hearts and that Homeward Bound can help with utility bills, and they have been helping with utility bills. And so we're going to add on our website within our scripting and instruct our service representatives to add either words or text that say something to the effect of, and if you're a veteran, these other organizations may be able to help you. The intent there is hopefully that will trigger something in their thought process.
At least they're going
to
make
and
a
give
phone
them a
call.
Path to call somebody to talk to them. They can help them specifically if they are a veteran.
It's going
to
be on their website or
yes,
your website.
And then we're going to
handouts and everything.
Yeah, and then we're going to flip that as well, because the Homeward Bound and Order of the Purple Hearts are going to be more proactive with their constituents, if you will, and let them know, don't wait till you get turned off.
That's the key.
So much
you just got to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
When you start getting behind, before it becomes a problem, before you're getting those late notices, you know whether you're going to be able to come up with the money for that bill.
Right.
And if you call then and start talking about prorating, a lot of times people get behind in the summer months when the bill goes crazy.
Right.
And then it takes them all year long to catch back up because they're running behind the whole time.
Yeah, and if I can, I don't want to give false expectations. If you're somebody that's habitually not paying your bill and habitually getting 7-day notices and have been turned off a couple of times, we have much less leniency for our ability to help by council policy. But if you're somebody who just has run into a bad spot, you know, has
and this was the first time for this young man.
Yeah, between jobs, you know, whatever it is,
the
we
whole
can
thing.
Help.
And but the bottom line is that we came together, the veterans and the REU. Y'all were very receptive to it. I don't agree with everything the REU does, but I strongly applaud what you did in this for helping the veterans. As we all know, is that the veterans, these veterans coming back out of this war that's still going on and is starting to spread out again, their unemployment rate is like 18%, that it's being acknowledged by the government. So you know it's got to be like 25%. So there's a heavy unemployment rate when they're coming back. And so all these transition programs, they're trying to get started or, you know, working here. But what we've got to do is help them stay afloat until they can make all these transitions and the economy starts picking up. And through REU making those notices and through putting stuff down at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, at the VA Clinic, and other organizations, hopefully we will never have another disabled veteran have their power turned off.
And, you know, I always have to jump in on this because there's also opportunities for all of us to conserve electricity. We've just been doing a thing down at the Frontier Senior Center where our bills were incredibly bad. We're looking at all kinds of options. And amazingly enough, by doing simple things, by turning lights off as you leave a room, by not turning everything on just at the beginning of the day, running your air conditioner at different times of the day, doing laundry at different times of the day. It's amazing how much you can actually cut your footprint.
And then, if I just add on to that, our energy services division, which is headed up by Pat Keener, does an excellent job in doing energy audits. We provide that as a free service. You call in and we'll get you on a list and we'll get out and we will run through your house with you and identify those things that can help
and
you save.
I've had that, and you're absolutely right. They're there and they come up with all types of good ideas.
Things we just don't even think of.
Okay, we've got to run here. Barry Tippin has been our guest. We've been talking about, in this case, veterans and avenues that veterans can use if they started having some problems with their electricity bills. I want to have you back on again, though, because we need to talk about big things for the end of the year here, cap and trade and all those.
Sure.
All right, Barry. Thanks a lot.
And thanks for
REU reaching out and helping the veterans in such a proactive way.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
We'll be right back. Our guest, Frank Mew, is going to be talking CARB, speaking of cap and trade.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama has canceled his travel plans for a second day in a row because of the Ebola crisis.
The president was scheduled to be traveling in the Northeast this week, campaigning for Democrats and raising money ahead of the midterm elections. But the widening Ebola crisis forced him to scrap those plans both on Wednesday and Thursday. The White House decision to cancel presidential travel reflects a growing sense of urgency to deal with the Ebola situation head on.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston, also at SRNnews.com. The number of people seeking U.S. unemployment benefits dropped to the lowest level in 14 years last week.
Obviously, that's very good news. We've seen claims consistently below 300,000 for the past month or so. That's an indication that the job market is improving further and that we're continuing to add jobs at a solid clip.
That's economist Gus Fouché with PNC Financial. U.S. manufacturing output rose in September, led by gains for aerospace products, furniture, clothing, and plastics.
The Federal Reserve says output at manufacturing plants increased 0.5% after falling by the same percentage in August. Total industrial production rose 1% last month as output from mines and utilities both went up. Furniture output went up 2.4%, while aerospace products climbed 1.7%. Clothing increased 1.5%. As plastics, rubber, chemicals, and computer production also improved.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Hurricane Gonzalo churning toward Bermuda as a dangerous Category 4 storm now. National Hurricane Center specialist Michael Brennan.
And that's going to cause some dangerous surf conditions, rip currents. So folks that might be heading to the beach will want to be aware of that.
U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said Gonzalo once again reacquired Category 4 status, growing in strength overnight. At Wall Street, the Dow is struggling once again, right now down by just about 60 points in early trading, and this is SRN News.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense. Your child will leap ahead, whether they start out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. More at mathnasium.com or call for a free parent pack, 844-799-5999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child. 844-799-5999. Mathnasium. We make math make sense.
If you're in the market for new hardwood flooring, you need to check out Unique and Durable Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and right now, Lumber Liquidators has a huge selection of bamboo on sale. Get beautiful Morningstar bamboo for only $149 a square foot, or stunning textured hand-scraped bamboo for an amazing 43% less than other stores. Durable and unique at an amazing price. Just go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing is available, but hurry, these amazing deals on bamboo end Tuesday.
Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth retiring from the U.S. military after 23 years of service. Here's SRN's Linda Kenyon.
Tammy Duckworth is not only a member of Congress. The Illinois Democrat is also a lieutenant colonel and a wounded war veteran. She lost both legs while serving in Iraq in 2004 when the Black Hawk helicopter she was piloting was struck by a rocket-propelled grenade. Duckworth, who is 47, is also expecting her first child next year. She says she plans to continue to cheer on the National Guard as her husband is still in the service. Duckworth is also running for re-election. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug treatments for a deadly disease that causes severe lung damage. The agency approved two novel treatments just this week, and that disease makes it difficult to breathe, and currently it's treated with oxygen therapy, but that's about to be upgraded thanks to the FDA decision. This is SRN News. Reva Steenkamp's cousin among those testifying on the fourth day of the Oscar Pistorius sentencing hearing.
I can say honestly to the court that I feel that Mr. Pistorius needs to pay for what he's done, for taking Reva's life, for what he's done to my uncle and to my aunt, for what he's done to the rest of my family, but also to what he's done to his family.
And she also testified she did not buy the athlete's courtroom apology to the family of the woman that he killed. She said it was insincere, in her opinion. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Anna is forecast to strengthen to a hurricane as it moves toward the southern edge of the Hawaiian Islands.
Anna is expected to track to the northwest and could potentially impact the entire state.
Central Pacific Hurricane forecaster John Brabender, he says the Big Island is under a tropical storm watch. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. So Trish Clark is here with me, as she is every Thursday.
Good morning. Good morning. Thursday mornings.
It's Thursday morning's great. And our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room, as many, many of you have.
It's 56 degrees in downtown Reading. It's partly sunny with a high near 70 today. We're looking for mostly cloudy with a low around 53 tonight. A 30% chance of rain after 11 a.m. on Friday, and a 40% chance of showers on Friday night. So we might get a little bit more moisturing. We're certainly looking forward to that. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over 20 years. They just provide outstanding service for all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Martin and his people come in and make sure that your heating system is ready for the winter, whether the ducts are clean, what the filters need replacing, any of those things. Comes on down and sets up a regular maintenance program, plus being able to fix it. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies. Call them at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. To finish up that last part of the discussion we had with Barry Tippin is that for veterans or for any disabled, there are other programs out there that allow for a they get a 25% reduction in the first 800 kilowatts of energy. So if you're a disabled veteran or just disabled, you apply for this program, and that'll save you money too.
And you know, we want to encourage the people in the community that there are programs available for seniors, for veterans, for and specifically for our returning veterans, and take advantage of them. Don't be so proud to not take advantage of them when you sign up for it. A lot of our seniors don't sign up for the lower rates for garbage disposal. Don't be stupid. Take yourself out to dinner with that extra money. If you're eligible for these things, take advantage of them. That's why they're put into place.
Buy a bunch of Clorox and Lysol, as it says in the chat room. It kills off Ebola germs.
There you go. Whatever.
We're trying not to keep pushing on this one anyway. Hey, my guest today. And I'm looked forward for this one, you know, trying to get Frank on again. Frank Muse, Northern Lights Energy and Muse Trucking, and Tom King are here today. And lean in right here on me, Tom. Bob, move his microphone around a little bit here. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about CARB, though. And Frank, what is CARB for those people who are still trying to? They're saying, well, what kind of impact is that going to be?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It has a huge, huge impact on all of us and everybody in the trucking business that's trying to be
do things right, and we have a lot of animosity up here, a lot of people, what I call non-believers, and Tom's actually belongs to the California Trucking Association with me, and we put on a couple of different meetings up here at Cattlemen's and stuff, trying to educate people who don't believe that this actually pertains to them, and it pertains to everybody that has a diesel rig.
Yeah,
we're talking CARB, about the California Environmental Protection Agency.
Air Resources Board. Okay, let's start over. California Air Resources Board.
Yeah, correct. I knew that when I started, and then
it just went away. And now they make rules. It's not even legislation. These are just rules in many cases, aren't they?
They carry the big stick, and people who think that they don't apply to them are very, very foolish. And a lot of people a couple of years ago going into this, when me and Tom first started on this, they felt that this would go away. Oh, we'll just kind of blow it off and eventually it'll go away. And those folks are the ones right now that are scampering, trying to get legal. And people should have already been registered. Guys feel if they only have one truck, they don't have to register. They don't have to do this. I haul logs. There's all these different excuses. And that's part of what we wanted to talk to you about with this deal coming up October 29th down at the fairgrounds. ARB is actually coming up here. And, Tom, if you want to talk about that just a little bit.
Well, CARB runs all the air resources. The one that affects the trucking is the truck and diesel program. And it's regulations that tell how long you can run your truck in this state, what you have to do, what emission standards. And there's a lot of rumors, myths, and misinformation about there. And what's happening here, this will be the only time in the North State where you can get all the latest information in one place on the regulatory updates, not from another trucker, not from your CB, not drinking a beer with a guy.
Not on Yahoo.
Well, you can Yahoo it, but it's on
YouTube or something. Right. Hey, this is what I think they're doing.
So there'll be the regulatory updates. Funding. There are funding for some of these trucks, and there'll be a truck there that they will show how they're going to inspect it, because there's a lot of myths about that, or they're going to do this, or they're going to do that.
The big thing that this was started was, and when we first started with CARB, is that they came up with these regulations that essentially if you were a smaller company, could literally put you out of business, because the thousands and thousands of dollars it was going to take to bring in new filters and had to revamp your engines. And, Frank, you've got a large company, I mean, that cost you. I mean, I can't even begin to think how much that must have cost you.
Well, and I've done one of the filter switchovers. We have a local company here that does a great job on that. But you can't buy everything brand new.
Right.
But I've been trying to do that, so I've been trading and selling, and it's devalued all of my trucks, my used trucks.
Right.
I've had to sell out of this state. Apparently, the air is a different color in other states.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to meet all the restrictions here.
No, every truck I sell goes out of this state.
And here's the big problem, and is what I see, is the concern is that when you have to put all these expenses into these trucks, based on our own kind of weird way of doing things in California, the cost of then hauling has to go up to help pay for this. So then the cost of things like fuel and food and the pencils that you buy for school, everything that touches the road.
What they say at CTA is if you got it, a truck brought it.
There you go. And so
everything.
And so this, and because there's so much misinformation around, this is why that you all led the fight to get the California Air Resource Board up here. So all the people that are concerned, the truckers and the companies, can get together under one roof one day and actually see what the truth is, as Sacramento says it today.
And I want to interject. We've got it. This is not just a California-only thing.
Okay.
This was federally mandated to California. That's where it all started.
So
it's coming soon to a state near you.
All right. So
once it's full blown here, Oregon Trucking Association, Washington, they're all lined up because they know it's coming.
California is the easiest state to get this passed because we're so liberal in everything else we
do.
It's a great place to get it started, get it up and running, and then let it bleed off into the other states. It's a lot easier road.
We have idling laws and stuff like that, and they're starting to enforce those in other states, too.
And here I was just starting to feel maybe maybe Sacramento's not as bad. Oh, yeah, it is. It's still bad. Yeah. All right. Ah! Okay, you want to do my Mark Levin thing? Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go on.
And another, one good thing is the CHP will be there because there's the belief that you don't have to let these people inspect your truck. A highway patrol's not going to enforce it. It's true. The highway patrol is not going to pull you over and check your truck. However, they will be there in case you ignore these inspection stations.
Okay, so you know there's an inspection station up in front. You just blow past it,
ooh,
and then the highway patrol will pull you over then.
That would be a good question to ask the officers that are there this on the 29th, because there's a lot of people believe they do not have to do a thing. They can just lock their hood and tell them no, and you probably won't be driving your truck.
What about
for too
states
long.
Coming from out of town? I mean, out of the state. Trucks coming from
out of
town.
They have to meet all the standards. So you see a lot of fleets that are big coming in. Their newer trucks run into the state, and their older ones run to other states.
Yeah, I believe I'd heard that before, is that they've just changed their whole fleet around so they
but
can
But keep in mind, Carl, there's a lot of guys. This one guy was at one of our meetings, had 12 reefer trucks, and he said, you know, I don't need to go to California. He just quit doing business here. And
that was
good for him.
Well, then
pull it off.
Let's talk about that when
we get
back.
It's going to raise the price in California.
We're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, our guest Frank Muse and Tom King. We're talking about truck and bus regulation, where it may sound, well, that's a little dry, except when you start realizing what the state's doing to us through the, or the feds are doing to us through the states, and you realize, and what Frank just said is there's a guy now, he's just not going to bring stuff in, which means then the cost of it is going to continually rise until, you know, and we talk about taxing the rich people. It's not the rich people being taxed on this. The people, you know, it's, oh, whether they can afford it, they've got trucks or fleets of trucks. And you're not going to be, it's not them. It's me. It's Bob. It's the guy on the street who's now going to have to pay the highest prices they ever have for food, which is going on right now. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have 1 or 2 used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Trish Clark Day. It's Thursday. Linda's got On the Spot tonight with Linda Bott at 6 p.m. And speaking of Linda and entertaining, last, and you were there.
Yeah.
In October, on October 4th. Or the first Thursday. She's there at the first Thursdays in October, November, December.
Linda Bott and the
Lady Bott and the Bluebirds down at Wind River.
Yeah,
and
great for a show. Great show.
Yeah, it's singing and people are dancing and they have special menus. It's Romance on the River, Frank.
Good place. I took my wife on the Romance on the River.
This is Romance.
That was a cool deal.
Romance on the River right there at Wind River. Just give them a call at 243-3377-243-3377 and ask for the Elements Lounge and talk about Romance on the River. There was a lot of people there. They have a special menu, filet mignon for $20, and it was good. So
great evening.
It was a great evening. All right, so give them a call. All right, Frank Muse, Muse Trucking and Northern Lights Energy, is our guest along with Tom King, who is the owns the
works at Western Peterbilt.
Okay, works at Western Peterbilt. Okay, we're here talking about truck and bus regulation. And it seems like a dry subject. It could be, but it's not. And it's because it touches everybody, and people don't realize how bad it's going to be. And they're trying to get their arms around everything because there's so much misinformation going on out there. Some people are getting it done on their trucks, getting all these changes done. Others aren't. But on October 29th. From 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's free at the Shastik District Fairgrounds in Lassen Hall. They're going to have the California Air Resources Board, local agencies, and vendors to discuss diesel equipment requirements and ways to comply. Now, people go, well, you're doing a story on this. Well, frankly, I was kind of like in the dark about it. I mean, I heard things until Frank came on one day to talk about something else, and he starts talking about this, and it was just frightening. Of what it's doing to our industry, to our small businesses. And it was so bad, though, that even Sacramento recognized this and gave kind of a buy for a little bit. Is that true? They kind of like put it off for a while for some of the counties up here?
I think that they've kind of pushed things along. But like I said, we got so many non-believers, they take that as a weakness. Like, I told you that wasn't going to happen. And we hear this all the time, and that's not true. They've opened up other counties like Butte County and stuff now is NOx exempt, which made it great. Guys were sneaking in and out in the middle of the night because they were afraid of getting caught. So they've opened up a few more counties, but it's coming.
And I don't explain that. They've opened up counties.
Counties like Shasta County and Trinity County and
Siskiyou
that you can run these older trucks, low mileage and construction equipment type stuff. But if you're running into the bay or running through Sacramento, headed to LA or wherever, you got to have CARB compliant trucks. And this Northern California, we have clean air where they're allowing them to run a little bit longer. But people are taking that like they don't have to do anything. I mean, you talk to them every day, don't you,
right,
Tom?
And what they don't understand, NOx exempt, you can get a little sticker, put it on your truck, register with the state, but you can't leave a non.
You can't go into other areas with that truck.
You cannot. And for a while, you couldn't even get in, go to Chico.
Okay.
So now they've expanded that. But still, what people do not understand is you're still going to have to put the filters on your truck at a point, but you'll never have to bring it up if you stay in the NOx exempt to 2010 emissions. So you won't have to buy a new truck. but you cannot run with no updates at all. So you're still looking at $20,000 on your truck.
These are not small fixes or inexpensive fixes in any instance.
Let's not put a new air filter in.
And so even if you just have one truck, you still have to get and do certain things to take it. And if you go out of the Knox exempt counties, right, you have to do this.
It's so bad. Yeah. These stickers he's talking about, they have like ag stickers for log trucks. Uh-huh. And if they switch over and want to haul a finished product like lumber to L.A., uh-huh, they're all messed up. You know, if you've got a sticker on your truck that says you do one specific thing, you got to stick with that. And we see people getting caught with that. And I don't think they're intentionally doing it. They just don't understand. So I think that's where this workshop will really help a lot of people that think they're doing the right thing and they're not. I had a guy call me last night. I was leaving 4-H meeting, and he called and said, I have never registered anything, but I'm going to buy a new truck. Do you think they're still going to find me? I said, be honest. Just show up. Talk to these folks. Tell them what you're doing. If you've got a new truck ordered, you're pointed the right direction. Whether you're legal or not right now, your intentions are to do the right thing. That's a positive. But for the guy that just blows them off and says, I ain't going to do it, God help them, because they have money attached to it.
And I will say that the person that walks in and says, I think I might be doing something wrong, but I thought I was right, CARB will work with them. Even if they get a fine, it might be hundreds instead of thousands.
And they have exemptions for different type trucks.
You know what? Here's some of the things I did, like I turned myself in once to the FCC.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I didn't know something was supposed to be done. And so I said, am I supposed to do this? Or am I supposed to be doing this? And they're kind of like, oh, well, yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm dead. But they worked with you, and so it was, and there was no problem. Or they'll find something that you didn't know about, because there's so many rules and regulations in your business that
attitude's everything,
it
Carl.
It is. You know what? And if you're willing to work with them in this, and I have found the FCC to be just very, very easy to work with, and really want to help you. So yeah, I think attitude does mean a big thing, and if you've got the right idea, now it still doesn't mean you're not going to run into those certain individuals that just want to do nothing but destroy you because for whatever reason they have.
But my problem is, Carl, financially, if I got to do it, you got to do it.
That's fair.
Right.
Then they compete at a different level.
You bet.
And now you're trying to, okay, look, this is the rules. I don't like them. I fought them, but this is the rules. So I'm going to spend $800,000 or more on my trucks. And now I'm competing because I've got to raise my prices. And I think you probably would have to raise your prices to help offset
that
a little bit.
Well, we all chip away at it.
Yeah.
But it's never enough to cover the expense that we're – a brand new truck, when they start doing filters, raised the price of the trucks how much, Tom? $8,000-$9,000?
Oh, more than that. I think we figured out from the first time when 2004 emissions hit to 2010 emissions is probably added $15,000 to $20,000 to the truck.
Okay, so
amazing. See, just regulation.
Just per to the truck.
Right.
Per truck. And so those guys that don't do it, they can run at lower prices. And like you said, other trucks can come in from out of state, but then now they're going to have to run it at the same level. But the whole CARB thing has
gotten out of control. I mean, you got to use CARB compliant paint when you paint gasoline unleaded tanks in a plant. I seen a piece of furniture that said this furniture is made with CARB compliant material. I mean, pretty soon you're going to have CARB compliant cereal to eat. I mean, everything's got to be CARB compliant.
Well, and there's no question. So you get off on another thing. We can all be reasonable about this and talk and not slam the whole bureaucratic system down there. But when you start talking about the rules and regulations that have been laid over people in the state of California by CARB and Environmental Protection Agency, they make no sense. They have no impact on our lifestyle. Cost people a lot of money and do nothing but damage to the state
when
of California.
When you turn the light switch on, they scatter like bugs. And that's what a lot of them have done.
And the reality is, just staying close to the
microphone here.
The reality of this is a lot of these people making these regulations are not the people that we elect to office. These are appointed people in most instances who are in the shadows. They're not doing anything out in the open where we have any input into it. And their rule is law, and you can't get rid of them.
Pretty much.
You know, there are no elected officials for CARB.
I know. Boards have tremendous power.
Look at the Fish and Wildlife Commission.
There you go. There's another one.
They set limits. They made the wolf an endangered species, even though the Fish and Wildlife Department
Recommended against it.
And the governor can't even control him. He's the one that can appoint him. But
he can't unappoint him.
But he can't unappoint him. And so this whole thing is nameless, faceless bureaucracies that are having such an impact on our life, and we don't even know who they are.
You can't take this back. There's people like myself that have – I'm small. There's people that spent thousands. You take the reefer guys that have to change the motors on the refrigerated trailers, plus they deal with the truck stuff that I'm dealing with on top of it. They got a double indemnity. All of us that have spent the money, they ain't going to change their mind midstream now and say, maybe you guys can just take the filters off. I mean, these trucks are all built to run with these filters on, and we're still having trouble with them. I had a guy call in this morning. His filter was plugging up, and the truck's 4 months old. You know, things happen.
Well, we go right back to the reformulation of the diesel and the gas, and oh my God, what we went through with all of that. I served on one of those committees for the diesel, and they just came right out and said, well, yeah, we know we're doing all that stuff to you, and it's going to hurt your engines, but we're going to do it anyway.
I like this one of S-Flow in our chat room. If it was the feds or the government, it would be called FARB or GARB instead of CARB. Okay, a little humor there. Frank Muse is with us here, and Tom King. We're talking,
regulations in the state of California.
And it's going on to other things, but what the bottom line here is, and we've got to take a break, and Ruth, I'll get to you as soon as we get back from the break. I want to give more time to you, is that everything that they're doing, which is supposedly to clean up the air in the world,
I'm all for that.
Everybody wants to have clean air, but we have clean air up here already. But the what they're saying though is that the impact it has on people and on businesses is, again, during this part where we're still in this recession. I don't care what they say, and if you've got a business, you know what's going on out there. You're not in government getting your paycheck every 2 weeks, and then they do things like this to make it harder. And you know how many times have I heard, if I could, I'd just pick up my business and move it.
I've heard that many a time.
And pick your state.
If they'd use that college word attrition, and scatter this over 15 years,
yes,
like old cars that don't make smog, eventually you throw them away.
Yeah,
you know, and let us go about it that way. It would have been a lot softer on the working man.
It would have, but they don't care.
But they don't care. That's not their issue.
That's not their issue. You're
right. You're business owners. You got lots of money, and we're going to take it all.
And we'll be right back after that one. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is October the 16th, 55 degrees out there, 8:31 in the morning.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
where the meatballs are as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks everyone, for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. I have deep roots in this area. I was born and raised in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana, but I've had family here since before Lassen erupted. My husband is retired and we could live anywhere. We choose to live in Reading. We love living in a friendly, generous town. We're grateful for the parks and trails that help keep us healthy. And we're grateful to live in a community that knows how to come together to solve problems. Together, we'll make Reading a safer town. I want to invite you, the public, to become part of the process, made up of all of you, the City Council, and city employees, to make Reading thrive and be the best place to live, work, and raise a family. With safe neighborhoods and quality jobs, I'm Francie Sullivan. I'd appreciate your vote on November 4th. For the Reading City Council, paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Nate Aberea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Abad, it's Thursday. Trish Clark, my buddy, is here today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. What more can you say? It's the cheers of barbershops.
Yeah.
8:35 in the morning and 55 degrees out there. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, thank you so much for waiting.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Good
and,
morning.
Trish.
Good morning.
I want to thank your guest, Norton.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on for a second. Ruth, hang on just for a second.
Oh, that's why we can't hear.
That's why you can't hear. I did not say that we have to grab those things. Okay. All right. Let's start all over again.
Well, Northern Light saving my lawn gear and my steel equipment from the ethanol that's there, since that seems to be one of the reasons I have to take or had to take all my equipment in. Thank you, Northern Lights, for the clean gas that we get. But I wanted to ask Frank about, it seems to me that trucking got opened up from Mexico, and do these trucks from Mexico have to have these elaborate filters in order to do business in the United States?
Yes, they do.
I'll take my answer on the air,
No.
Just was curious.
They do, too. And they're having a hard time enforcing all of this at the border because of the amount of flow of people coming through there, but they're putting the same stringence on them that they are us. Getting it enforced is tough, you know. And not every border, not just Mexico, but coming across from Nevada, different places, you can come into this state and actually not go through a port of entry. So you always got the people that are sneaking in. You know, but as they catch them, I mean, like Truckee, they're actually turned people around at Truckee and sent them back the other way. And people, you know, the enforcement side's not dumb. They know that there's people doing this, and they're working on those folks. But, yes, back to your answer, yes, they are required to be just like us.
Okay, thanks, Ruth. Because that's a good question, because a lot of times, since they've gotten the right to run up hundreds of miles, well, I guess completely through the United States now, where it used to be only they had to go up to a certain point past the border from Mexico, but now they've got permission to run everywhere.
But they have to follow the rules.
Right. They've got to be able to speak English. They've got to.
Well, no.
Well, that's what it says. Well,
be real.
They just changed the signs on the roads.
Become so citizens.
You got to be able to read the road
signs.
We got that handled. All kinds of ways to read besides English.
I'll go back under my rock right now. Okay, Frank and Frank. I'm here with Frank Muse and Tom King, and talking about the truck and bus regulation information session and conference they're having here on October the 29th. From 9:30 to 2 p.m. down at Lassen Hall at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. What it's going to be is getting the Air Resources Board, all local agencies and vendors to discuss diesel equipment requirements and ways to comply, because it's here, it's going to happen, and if you don't know it, you could really get hammered on this.
And Carl, it's totally free.
Right.
It doesn't cost anybody anything to come, and we even have a sign-up number here I'd like to give out.
Sure.
It's 916-
916-322-3937. That's 916-322-3937. And then it says press 1.
At the prompt.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and that's to sign up to attend so they have an idea how many people are coming? Or
they're even going to have this is a big thing. They're going to have an enforcement inspection demo so that you're going to see what they do. And, you know, so it's no surprise when you pull up in there. Let's go to the phones here. Betty, good morning. Do you have a question?
Well, I have more of a comment.
Okay.
I'm calling from Vacaville, but I got a call from a friend in Reading that you guys were discussing this, and I didn't know if it had come up about a court hearing tomorrow in Willows.
No. Do you know anything about the court? What about the court hearing?
Go ahead, Betty. I just got it
this
yesterday.
This lawsuit was, this group is called Alliance for California Business, and they have filed a lawsuit against CARB for the failure of the particulate filters and engine problems. They have received testimony from numerous companies, large and small alike, who are experiencing a tremendous amount of downtime and repair bills and warranties not being taken care of. And so this will be at the Willows Courthouse tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Okay,
Wayne County Superior Court.
Okay, Betty, thanks a lot for that. And the thing about it is now people are starting to fight back and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, it's one thing to make these regulations, but to make them so hard that equipment, we were just talking about during the break, you've got a truck 4 months old and you're having problems with the filter system and it breaks down with a truck that's 4 months old. So thanks a lot, Betty, for that.
You're very welcome. Call. Just real quick, the address is 526 West Sycamore Street. In Willows.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks,
County Betty.
Superior Court. Thank you.
You betcha.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, let's go to Howard. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a comment or questions?
I have a couple, a comment, not necessarily a question. I've been involved with this car business through Shasta County Coordination Committee, but I also have some things that I was talking that I wanted to relate regarding trucking. My son works for Caltrans as an engineer.
Uh-huh.
He's working up on the bridge above Wairika. He told me last night we were visiting, he has calculated that there are roughly 10,500 trucks per week that goes one way on I-5 across that bridge. And both ways, that would equate to about 21,000 trucks.
Okay.
That's quite a few trucks traveling I-5. In California, in and out.
Well, I think that's probably a reasonable number, and that's just one area. I mean, if you talk about all the different areas coming in, yeah.
Now, another comment I have: I was born and raised in this county. Forest fires, tremendous amounts of smoke.
Right.
You don't see CARB trying to regulate that.
No.
Here's something people can do. If they are interested listening to this show, go to bluebeatsgreen.com and look at what this young man, J.D. King, has done.
What's it called again?
In relation to carbon.
Okay. What's
Blue Beats Green?
Bluebeatsgreen.com.
Okay.
He's got a video out, and it's a wonderful video, and he's got scientists and everything to talk about the hoax behind this car business, and maybe that will stimulate people to get more involved.
Well, I appreciate your phone call, Howard.
Okay, you know, bluebeatsgreen.com. Check it out.
Yeah, we're already looking it up right now.
Good.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot, Howard.
You know, interesting thing, I sat for years on the Shasta County Air Resources Board as an elected official, and repeatedly when we'd get all the figures and everything, there's no question that the industry, the business in Shasta County is like the small little tiny percentage of the air quality. The major thing about air quality, exactly, the forest fires, the wood-burning stoves, illegal burning, those were the major contributors to any air quality problems in the North State. Never business.
Well, it's always fire.
For the industry.
It's always fire. Or what about the volcano goes off? I mean, that wipes out, you know.
We quit cutting trees and we just burn them up now. So we've cut out the middleman. And so, you know, let's destroy another industry. How about getting rid of the trucking industry now?
Do you get a feeling that they're going to keep legislating it? That, I mean, what do we need? Electric trucks? Would that make them happy?
That is one of the things they're asking for, yes.
Yeah.
Not trucks yet, but, well, of we know that the government was requiring cities and counties to have so many electric vehicles.
Exactly.
And they are pushing for a lot of that. And there are alternative fuel, but it's expensive.
Well,
it's hard to find a refill. You have natural gas, but...
Where you going to get that filled up?
Exactly. So they have compressed and liquid, and they have all these things that you have to increase your fuel tanks. Safety may be questionable because some of them are high-pressure tanks they're in. So it just goes on and on and on.
And they're already using biofuel. Caltrans uses that. We deliver that to Caltrans.
Well, yeah.
And that's a constant problem with filters and cold and Quincy and up in the cold areas and –
You know, biofuel is out of out of oil? I mean, out of vegetable oil?
Corn oil, whatever they blend up in that stuff to make it legal. But
yeah, what about that stuff that that burns or that they get out of the, you know, the
French fries.
French fries and all that kind of stuff. Because your car, when you're burning it, smells like French fries. so, but anyway, here's where I get into this.
This is that rumor gets started.
I am not a...
true.
It is true. It does smell like
the guy down at the end of my street.
Yeah.
That's what they make.
Yeah. Anyway, what I'm getting at right here, though, is these regulations that they're foisting on everybody, instead of taking it over a period of years where you can get kind of used to it, when they're putting it on us right away, is the cost of food right now is the highest it ever has been. I mean, look at it. Beef, any of these. And a reason for it is because it has to move over the highways. And then come January, when we get this cap and trade and what that's going to do, and I want to talk about that as soon as we get back from our break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's here. It's Wednesday. I'm sorry. It's Thursday. That's why I'm confused. October
it's
the 16th.
It's always Thursday when Trish is here.
That's right.
It's 2014.
Carl, 2014. Yeah. 8:45 in the morning. 55 degrees out there today. We'll be right back.
At Cypher Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypher Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Redding City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the City Council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, 8:48 in the morning. 57 degrees. Give us a call at 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms on Larkspur. 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222-8222. They have classes on concealed carry, of course. Good classes down there. And the customer service you get at Bastiani Arms is just outstanding. Whether you're looking for a long gun or a pistol, he's got all types of firearms on sale, plus everything you could possibly want to use with your firearm. But customer service, that's where they shine. And if you need some help, John Bastiani and his crew are there to do it for you. Very reasonable prices. Bastiani Arms.
We're talking carb regulations.
And just, you know, all these things. During the break, I'm sitting here. I'm just appalled at some of the things I'm hearing. I'm here with Frank Muse and Tom King. Frank Muse of Muse Trucking and Northern Lights Engine. And Tom King is down at Peterbilt here in town. And the reason I'm saying that is because of the fines they give to people for the reasons. And if you go in there and look at it, it's things like, you've stored this type of antifreeze on the wrong shelf. I'm just, you know, I'm amazed. Amazed.
Or a product that you've had for forever, and now all of a sudden there's one ingredient in it that you can no longer use this, and you've got 15 cases of it, and you have to do what with it?
But that's a good question. I don't know if you can legally get rid of it.
Well, there you go. Cause you that's can't a whole other.
That's a whole other ball game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the lady that called in and about the ethanol-free that we sell at Northern Lights, thank you for calling in and saying that. You can't believe how much of that we sell. And Al Sawshop's probably our biggest promoter. It just eats
ethanol-free.
Ethanol-free 93.
Ruins everything you use gas in at home.
We sell that to people for their lawnmowers and weed eaters.
Okay.
It eats the rubber plunger buttons. It eats your gas lines. This ethanol is horrible.
Damn.
And
I didn't realize it was that bad. I mean, I knew there was things.
Terrible.
He's our best salesman down here. You know, he sends them in, and either you pay it to him or you use this high-dollar ethanol-free that doesn't eat the rubber out of your lawnmowers and weed eaters
and all that. Chainsaws, everything.
All right, let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you. Yes, good morning. I just wanted to say that, you know, CARB is a California agency, and we wouldn't have to be dealing with CARB if we were our own state of Jefferson.
You know what, Sally?
Gee, that's a great cut.
You know, Sally,
in there.
Every time, you know, when I get when you call in or somebody calls in like this, you know, it absolutely is true. When people think about the impact all of these regulations have on us, that, you know, is it time to start over and literally start over and look at what's good for people and the economy? So,
exactly.
I mean, I think I don't. You know what? Sometimes you just wonder is that we've gotten so bureaucratically overburdened with so many layers, and that everybody's trying to do something to say, okay, this is what my job is, and they have to keep justifying their jobs. They keep coming up with stuff,
and
nobody wants to start over.
Yes, yes, we do.
Some things just can't be fixed, Carl. You just have to start over.
You're right. You know what? You know, and that's the only way to do it is to cut the slate, cut the line, start all over again. And you know what? The time has come.
4:51.
There you go, Sally. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet, hon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know what? It's, you know, people go, they poop all this, but I tell you what, if we have no representation. I mean, there's nobody down there, no matter how good Daly is or Jim Nielsen or the other guy, Ted Gaines, no matter how good they are, there's still people that you know what? They live in L.A., they have no concept, and they're not going to make a decision based on the right thing.
And you cannot make rules and regulations that are going to make sense in the Los Angeles basin and up in Weed, California. You just cannot do it. It's not no matter whether you're talking senior programs or gas or anything, it's all different. And we need to separate us and start our own area.
So Frank and Tom, and we're going to hit this big conference and everything again. In fact, we're even going to cut a PSA, I think, after this, so everybody gets
Thank
to
you.
Know. But no, we need to do this because, you know, frankly, is that this has a huge impact, and people don't understand what it does to business and the impact. Now, let's talk about cap and trade. They're talking about a 15 to 25 cent increase per gallon once this cap and trade kicks in. What are you all hearing on that? I mean, I know you're in tune to this because this is what you do.
My wife talks about it every night. And, you know, if
is this your good night kiss?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah. we compare notes in the evening. It's the same thing we talked about with refineries, with everybody. Sometimes you don't think they need an excuse to drive the price up. And all of this stuff drives the price through the roof. And I don't care how you get it and what flavor and what the title you put onto it. The end, like I said earlier, the end lady that grabs a loaf of bread off the shelf, the end user is the one that's going to pay for all these wonderful ideas and how we're going to save everybody from cancer because we're taking all the diesel emissions out. I'm a gung-ho dude for clean air. I believe in clean air, and that's why we live up here, and I don't live in the middle of L.A. or Long Beach or somewhere down there. But you got to do it. Easily. You got to do it slowly. You can't just whack people. And everybody goes, well, this has been coming on for a long time, and they just need to get on with it. When this site that Tom was talking about earlier that talks about the fines, it's a public site. The one on Truck Stop.
I think there's a link there.
The link. It's hard to get into, but it's called Truck Stop.
Uh-huh.
And you get into that, and you look at the fines and penalties. The money that's generated off of this, you could run your own city. You could run your own country in some places. And people don't think that there's any money being fined now.
Yeah, and they're just saying, oh, these guys, these rich –
$500,000
these rich guys. These rich guys are just whining because they can, you know, now they're only going to be able to go to –
But, Carl, they're not just rich guys.
No,
I recognize these names on this list, and they're our fellow neighbors.
Well, what I'm saying is people think that, oh, it's just these rich guys. It's not. It's people that have companies that hire 40 or 50 people or maybe 5 people, and they hire them for full time, and they keep them busy. And now they get hit with a $150,000 fine because of something they've kept inside their in a supply room that they've kept for the last 15 years. And then somebody walks in and says, whoa, look at you. And, I mean, this is ridiculous. And it impacts. It impacts on you, Trish. It impacts on me.
All of us.
Because we just talked about people getting their power cut off with Barry Tiff and from REU. We talked to them about that, and it's because – And a lot of people are working their butts off, 2 jobs, their wives are working. They're having to buy that bread. That bread whose cost has doubled. The cost of milk that's doubled. The cost of meat that has skyrocketed. Any of this stuff.
Everything.
Everything because of regulations and bureaucracy. So it's not just rich people. And frankly, rich people don't care because it doesn't impact on them. It doesn't. It doesn't impact on them. First of all, they don't go out and buy their own bread. But it's just so much – it's such a big difference.
But the bulk of the people are not the rich people. The bulk of the people are the small business owners trying to make a living, employing 4 or 5 different families, maybe trying to make it. Trucking industry is already paying their fair share and more with just – I mean, you can't just get a truck and start delivering
stuff. You're not a bad person because you deliver things.
Well, no, but there's all kinds of licenses and things that you're getting to every time you want to move from one county to another, highway taxes, all these things that you're already paying before you even get into this kind of nonsense.
We've only got a couple minutes left, so Frank and Tom, finish this up for us.
I just wanted to say industry. You know, we don't have timber industry like we had 20 years ago around here, and everybody was making money and spending money and carrying on. I don't know what the next industry is going to be. We don't have gold anymore, and we don't have the timber industry. So I don't know what the next one is over the thing, but we're just trying to survive in business. And whether it's Tom selling trucks or me trying to haul propane and hot oil and all the things that I do, everybody's trying to make a living and stay in business. And there's a lot of people that aren't.
And you want to support the idea of clean air. And it's okay, let's do that. But let's make this in a reasonable manner that we can, like, spread this out and I can do tube trucks this year.
It's beyond that, Carl. It's way beyond that.
I know that, but now we're in that spot.
But we want to encourage everyone that this affects to be at this event.
Right.
Because the greatest thing is they will take time for one-on-one. If there's 50 people lined up, they will sit down with each individual and walk through their programs like the gentleman Frank was talking about. And he can plead his case, and they'll work with him.
Okay, and we're talking about the Truck and Bus Regulation Information Session and Conference. It's going to be at Lassen Hall and Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. One-stop diesel truck event. It's going to have the California Air Resource Board regulatory updates and actually have an enforcement inspection demo and vendor display so you can see exactly what you should be doing and what they're going to be doing. Give a call to sign up to attend is 916-322-3937. It's free admission. You can come in there. If they just show up that day, it's okay too, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going, you know what, hey, we're just coming in, pull in right now.
Pull in with their truck. Stop and come in and talk.
Okay. Frank Muse, Muse Trucking and Northern Lights Energy, and Tom King from Peterbilt. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having us on here. Appreciate it.
Well, you know what? It's just it has an impact on all of us, and everybody needs to know.
Well, I hope this helps people show up and take advantage of us.
Well, we hope so too. Wow, Simpson University, plus a number of other surprises coming on tomorrow on Friday. Linda will be with me tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Federal health experts could find themselves on the defensive at a Capitol Hill hearing getting underway this hour. SRN's Linda Kenyon says the forum before a House panel focuses on the government's response to the Ebola crisis.
Witnesses will include Dr. Thomas Frieden, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The hearing follows the death of an Ebola patient from Liberia who died at a hospital in Dallas, Texas last week. Two nurses who treated him are now infected as well. One of them recently flew on a commercial airliner.
The CDC gave that nurse the go-ahead to take the flight even though she was running a fever, a temperature of 99.5 degrees. She later was hospitalized with Ebola. A nurse at the Dallas hospital that treated the original Ebola patient, Thomas Eric Duncan, describes the response to him as